Happy hump day, campers. It is the John DeBella Show daily podcast for this February 12th. Welcome, welcome. It is Dave. All the best stuff in one neat, tidy little listening experience just for you. Nirvana is where we started out today, and we bookended them with 38 Special. Got to talk to the frontman of that legendary Southern rock band, Don Barnes. He called us up today on the show. We found out the origin of YouTube, talked sleep sounds and the broom challenge, which John had some rather bad news for those who participated in it. Michael McDonald, my favorite yacht rocker, was in Song Stories today. We spun the wheel for Long Song Wednesday. Find out where that landed and hear another tale of Valentine's woes with Bad Valentine, where you rescued another hapless romantic for that contest underway. And Dinah Shore made a surprise appearance in conversation. This is what it all sounded like. Here we go. It is the Daily Podcast.
I do not remember, in all honesty, I do not remember ads for Teen Spirit deodorant.
Me neither. I had no idea what it was when the song came out.
Yeah, no, neither did I.
I thought it was like, rah, rah, go team, go.
Right, right. And you know what's funny? When this song first came out, I really didn't like it. I didn't like it much. And then I heard, I can't remember who it was, but some woman did a version of it. I'm blanking on it now, right? But some woman did a version of it, and I got to hear all the words for the first time, and I went, damn, this song's great.
Oh, yeah.
And then went back and, like, fell madly in love
with
it.
Was it Courtney Love?
But no, it was not Courtney Love. It was somebody who would actually sing. 39 degrees outside, some sun, then increasing clouds. No dogs were involved. And the high temperature, about 45 degrees. A lot going on this morning. Don Barnes from 38 Special, who we spoke to a couple of years ago when he found his solo record.
Yeah, Ride the Storm, I think it was called.
Yeah, Ride the Storm. And
was it in his attic? I forget the context.
Well, it was some sort of... Well, A&M was sold to another company.
Uh-huh.
He was in the middle of making the record. Everything ended up going to the new company. They killed all projects at that time, right? And all of a sudden, he had no solo album anymore. And basically, you know, walked away from it, not realizing that the tapes were in his attic and his son found him. That's how that whole thing went around. So later on this morning, you know that part. There is more to be known. He is coming to town to the Keswick Theater with 38 Special this coming Saturday night. And we've got tickets for that coming up for the Question from Hell.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Don't ever, ever, ever touch
John DeBella.
You understand?
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Don't touch!
MGK.
Now, I know a lot of parents have this habit, and I know you do as well. I mean, we used to do it with Casey when he was a baby, that if you can't get your kid to sleep, take him for a ride in the car.
Oh, yeah.
Steve's the master of that.
Steve is the master of
that.
The
only way the kid naps.
Right, well, guess what? There is another way.
Strangle him.
What? No. Scientists in the UK worked on music and produced a bunch of music that stimulates the sound of driving to put kids to sleep. Huh. But it's got something laid over it. Here's what it sounds like. Why do I feel like I'm at Hand in Stone getting a massage?
What kind of car are they driving?
Well, it's just that hum sound. It's not a matter of the tire hum.
There's a pink noise, almost like white noise.
That
I use for
a white noise machine.
It's pink, white, and brown noise all put together, and then themes put up over it.
Uh-huh.
Or you could use this.
Just give me a brown note.
The John DeBella Podcast.
Oh, that's... Go away, Baton!
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9 MGK.
Here's some information that you probably do not know.
All right.
We all remember the 2004 Super Bowl, Justin Timberlake and Janet Jackson's nipple.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. And the hell that came after that we managed to see. Somehow we recovered. America recovered from seeing a woman's nipple with jewelry on it.
It was a close call, but we made it.
Yeah, we made it through. Well, guess what we got out of that?
A lot of classic rock. So it was a blessing in disguise.
It was. Right. But three guys who worked at PayPal were looking for, some months later, were looking for footage of that event. Right. So they go online and they're searching everywhere to find it, can't find it at all. And that is how we got YouTube. These three guys left PayPal. They created a site where you could put up video.
Really?
Right? Huh. And it all, and it all has, you know, as you know, so whether it's like, you know, I'm on a boat or anything you have ever seen, any video you've ever seen on YouTube, if it wasn't for Janet Jackson's nipple, we never would have gotten the technology.
And that's why I've chosen you to be my Valentine, Janet Jackson's nipple.
The John DeBella Show.
How about a kiss?
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
I'm not sure if it... you know what? I'll wait on this. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning.
How you doing? All right. No, I'm not going to wait on it.
Okay.
All right. Because I want you to be part of it. I got to tell you something. If people would check their facts on things, it is amazing how much better a world this would be. And this has to do with all of the challenges that come across, and everybody's going, oh, yeah, let's do that.
Mm-hmm.
Did you hear about the broomstick challenge?
I refused. The second I saw a broom yesterday online, I was out. Logged off, computer down.
It seems that on Tuesday, a tweet went out from NASA saying that on that day and that day only, if you take a broom, we're not talking about a push broom, we're talking about like a sweep broom, you know, like the bristled brooms, corn bristle brooms, right? Right? Like a witch's broom, that kind of broom, right? And you stand it on, you know, on its edge, in the bristle edge, right? It will stand up.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
It will stand up. Any day of the year, any time of the day, right? Yeah. But someone put this tweet out, and everybody just jumped, oh, look, my broom is standing because NASA said it.
What sorcery is this?
It's just I just couldn't hold back on that.
We've become so dumb, so bored.
Really, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. Yep. It will do it any time. Unless you've been using the broom for a long time. You know, when you use one of those brooms, it gets that angle in it, the swoop in it, like the banana swoop.
You
know? But as long as it's straight on the bottom, it will stand up. There's probably some push brooms that will do it also.
You just ruined the magic for so many people, John.
I know.
The John DeBella Podcast. 102.9.
Yeah, it does hurt.
MGK. You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents... Song Stories.
Song Stories being brought to us by the Delaware Valley Acura Dealers, your local dealer. Visit your local dealer for great deals on award-winning Acura lineup. Michael McDonald joined the Doobie Brothers in 1975 because Tom Johnston left the band. He had medical issues, so he took a sabbatical from the band. But once Michael joined, it was the group's decision to kind of change the sound, and you know, because he didn't want to go in there and do that. He just wanted to be part of the band, and here he is explaining it on what is today his birthday.
They were open to the fact that the band would have to change in absence of Tom, because Tom was unique in his style and in his writing. We were just going to have to accept the fact that if he wasn't going to be there, however temporarily, that the band was going to have to be something else for a while, you know. And so people have said, well, you know, you changed the Doobies. Well, I was part of the change of the Doobies, but largely it was a group effort, you know, and the band really kind of took a different direction of which I was a part of. You know?
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates him.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Ooh, wow, I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
You know, I was thinking about that because we were talking earlier about the broom challenge from the other day. And now, if you didn't hear this is where you take a broom. Someone put out a tweet that said, NASA says that on this day, because of the rotation of the Earth, if you put a broom, and we're talking about a regular like whisk broom, rather a single hand broom, not a push broom, right? And you stand it on its edge, it will stand up straight. Yes, it'll do it any day of the year, any time of the day. But this thing lately of add the word challenge to doing something stupid is really stupid. Have you heard about the skull breaker challenge?
No.
Okay, this is where you jump up in the air, and while you're in the air, your friend kicks your feet so that they come out from underneath you, and now you fall down and hit your head.
Hilarious.
That doesn't sound like a challenge.
Yeah, it seems pretty easy.
Right.
Pretty dumb.
Well, they add challenge to anything, whatever it is. You know, it's the stupid challenge of the day.
Yeah.
But just the idea of like, you know, so while you're up in the air, come on, Dave, jump up and let me kick you. Right. And then as you're up there, boom, feet out from under you.
I fear for my kid.
Right. Yeah. Yeah,
and the one on the way.
You should.
And Steve's.
It's like Principal Vernon from Breakfast Club is going to come in here. I'm cracking skulls. I'm doing it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
It's like squishing a spider under a book.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's going to be really gross, but I have to look and make sure that it's really dead.
102.9 MGK.
Bill mentioned that we should have a theme for this.
If only we ever used one for the last 2 years.
Right.
I like our theme.
Yeah, I know. It's perfect. Doesn't need another theme. This one's it.
He's never heard this.
It's time for the Wheel of Long Songs. And as you know, there are two slots on the wheel that have listener picks on it. Two slots have bonus tracks on them. Bill was very excited to put them. Last week, you know, we had Cat People, David Bowie.
Yeah, that was fun.
Right? And he's the only one that knows that's what's behind the bonus thing.
Right.
And he was really excited to put whatever he put behind there yesterday. I have no idea. But on the wheel.
I hope it's Twilight Zone.
On the wheel is Jackson Browne's Loadout Stay. Yes, Yours Is No Disgrace. New on the wheel, Paradise by the Dashboard Light from Meatloaf. The listener pick, of course, Skinner's Freebird and the Outlaws Green Grass and High Tides. It is time to spin that wheel, Steve, and let's see what we get. This is live on Facebook right now. For those of you who don't believe we spin an actual wheel and play what it lands on, where's it going to go? Where's it going to go? Oh, right.
Oh, this will please some people here.
This will definitely please people in Philadelphia. It is time for us to get to the long song this morning, and that happens to be... Yes, Yours Is No Disgrace.
John DeBella.
I'm in a glass case of emotion.
102.9 MGK.
Time now, ladies and gentlemen, to get to one of our bad Valentine letters, and this one comes from Jack Doyle.
All right.
And this is to get dinner for two at Harvest Seasonal Grill, and it's all on us. You got your reservation set for a Friday night, right? All of your food is being paid for. Enjoy yourself at Harvest. There are six of them: Radnor, Norristown, North Wales, Morristown, Glen Mills, Newtown, and Lancaster. But Jack says, I was a student at Westchester and in the Marine Reserves. I had drilled the weekend of Valentine's Day and would be away and not able to see my girlfriend, Bree. My sister told me to make sure I sent flowers on Valentine's Day since I wouldn't get to see her. And they said, send it to her work. Send her, girls love getting flowers at work. I listened to your show and went to the website that was running a special with your code. That's DeBella, right? Remember that?
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
The flowers showed up at work after she had left for the day, and unknowingly, I had ordered a rose bush instead of roses, and it was dormant. So as far as she was concerned, I sent her a dead rose bush that arrived the day after Valentine's Day.
Here's a stick of thorns.
Happily, she is an understanding soul, and we're still dating, but I will never live down the first Valentine's Day. Winning a nice dinner will be lovely. Yes, Jack, you have won a nice dinner, and you did have a bad Valentine's Day. If you got one yourself, tell us the story. Send it to doghouse at WMGK.com.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You were going to put that somewhere. You're sick.
102.9.
Probably means the end of a great career.
Yeah, I would say so.
MGK.
You're fired.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. This Saturday night, 38th special will be at the Keswick Theater for one show. Tickets are available through keswicktheater.com. And joining us from 38th special is Don Barnes. Hiya, Don.
Hey, how you doing? Everybody had all their cups of coffee and raring to go.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, we're fine.
I'm just on the first one. The Rock and Rollers, they kind of sleep.
I know. You got a lot. Late night and all. All right. I've got to ask, because we've asked Felder this, what the hell is in the water in Jacksonville, Florida?
It was actually just more kind of the underdog spirit. We all came from not the hippest area in the country, so we had to really fight to make people hear us. And Lynyrd Skynyrd, they all grew up in the same neighborhood. I mean, you could hit a 9-iron around the west side of Jacksonville and hit every guy that came through there. I'm talking about the Allman Brothers, Dwayne. Let me tell you, this is really the answer. Jacksonville was a Navy town. And we all, as kids, I'm talking about Dwayne Allman, Greg Allman, we all played sailors clubs about 15 years old. And you can make $200 a week. That's big money.
Oh, sure.
And we played all the hits of the day, all the cover songs, radio hits and everything. And I'm talking about everybody. Ronnie Van Zant and all the Skinner guys, all the Allman Brothers, everybody, we played Sailors Club. So it listed there. Three naval bases there. And then you get a little cocky as the time goes on, and you think, well, I can write my own songs. And that's when you go starve for 10 years. It's not something I highly recommend.
Speaking about starring for years, before Wild Eyed Southern Boys came out, you had three previous albums. You were lucky enough to be with a label like A&M, who was able to nurse a band, right? But if you didn't come up with Hold On Loosely, do you think you would have had a career?
You know, any new band that has a record, you think they're going to bust the world wide open. Man, people are going to jump up and down. Where have they been all my life, you know? And it comes out, and it just kind of, you know, straight over the cliff, and you're kind of left there, you know, feeling dejected. And a band is like a marriage, you know, kind of support group. One guy gets down. I don't know if this is going to work out. The other guys would think, oh, come on, man. It's, you know. So, and, you know, when you pick yourself up and try to improve on your songwriting, the second album comes out, and you got all the hopes in the world. Anyway, it's a long process, but yeah, so by the time the fourth album, we came in and just busted the door down with Hold On Loosely and all the Fantasy Girl, everything else. But it took a long time. You got to find your true voice through a career, you know.
Well, speaking of Hold On Loosely, is it true that that phrase came from you overhearing Dinah Shore's TV show? And she was talking to a guest about giving her husband space and used that phrase, Hold On Loosely.
You know, that is the truth. Songwriters have little notebooks, and you have little lines and things. And you have to have your antenna out all the time, and the lexicon of the language and that kind of thing. I mean, just some simple little things. Say, like, you know, you can't keep a good man down. Something that's common, you hear that down, you think, oh, I could put that in a song. I wrote that with Jim Peters from Survivor. He wrote Eye of the Tiger and all, number one around the world. And and it kind of reminded me of me and my relationship. I was having troubles, you know, and she was trying to keep me under her thumb, and I was trying to be somebody, you know. And I went up to Jim, and I said, what is it about people that can't seem to tolerate their differences, and they try to change each other, you know, and they give each other room to breathe? And I had that notebook there, and I said, what do you think about this title, Hold On Loosely? And he said, oh, yeah, but don't let go. And that was the first thing.
Oh, wow.
It was a perfect couplet, you know, and we were off to the races then. It was just a great little piece of advice for people, and it still does ring true with people.
How did the 38 Special name come around?
It's an odd story. We were, again, like I said, we were neighborhood guys. We had to find a place to rehearse, to practice in, and you couldn't play in somebody's garage. You get the cops called on all the time, you know, so we'd have to find these shacks that are out in the middle of nowhere, out in the woods, you know, dilapidated. We found this old auto parts warehouse, condemned building. This is back, we were, you know, poor ass guys, you know, and trying to make day jobs and trying to drive out there at night and practice. But we had to leave our equipment out there. So we fortified this place, boarded up the windows, boarded the door. The front door looked like a vault door after we were done. Had 2x4s, rebar, and all that kind of thing. And we had to put a big tractor chain through the cinder block and through the door with a giant lock on it. So that's how we came in, left, you know, came out there at night. As irresponsible as we were, we lost the key to that lock, and we had to end up climbing up this sort of rain pipe ladder sort of thing up the side, and went through a window upstairs and come back out that way. So we were out there about 2 months or so and had a big raid on the place. All the constables and the sheriffs around that area that came in, they thought it was some wild parties or something going on. A big, blasting, you know, high decibel band in there.
Sure.
So we didn't hear them, and they came up and they made a raid. About 12 cars out there. Bullhorns out, and you're yelling and everything. And we stopped the song inside. And we could hear them banging on the front door, and they were yelling about, come out now, you know, all this. And we went to the door and yelled through the door that we didn't have a key to that lock, that we'd have to come out to the top. And one of the cops said that he was going to, like, old West days or something, he was going to shoot the lock off. He said, I got a 38 Special here to do the job for me or something like that. You know, it was kind of a funny story at the time, but, you know, we didn't have a name for the band, and we got our first little club date down in Gainesville. And we thought, you know what, we'll just call it that for now. We'll just come up with something better a little later on. And we just never did.
And thank God.
Yeah.
Well, Don Barnes and 38 Special will be at the Keswick Theater this Saturday night. Thank you so much, Don, for taking the time this morning.
Thank you, buddy.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK.
The John DeBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Thanks to Don Barnes for checking in, but I'm actually really impressed with Dinah Shore.
Yeah, man.
Dinah Shore. Hey. Right.
I know my daytime TV.
Really?
No, I don't. I could tell you about The View every time I hit the doctor's office. That's about it.
Okay, fine. Because did you know she had a daytime TV show?
No, I didn't.
No,
I just knew her as a singer.
She had a daytime TV show more than once.
Really?
She had one in the black and white days. In the earliest, in the 50s, she had a daytime TV show.
Uh-huh.
And, of course, there was the one that she had, I guess, that was in the 60s or so. I think she was dating Bert, what's his face?
Kreischer.
Bert Kreischer. That's what it was, Bert Kreischer. Although, for a lot of people, she's most famous for this. She was the spokesperson for Chevrolet for like easily 10 years.
Is that right?
Yeah. She just,
God bless her.
A beautiful woman. Really.
Great American.
Texas drawl.
Yep.
She's had it all going for her.
The John DiBella Podcast.
He's got this one wrong. Yeah, of course he's got it wrong.
Philadelphia's classic rock, 102.9.
Everything out of his mouth is going to be wrong.
MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.